Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to the next episode of Weekday Wisdom. Of course, today is Wellness Wednesday. Wellness Wednesday, of course, that is what's going on today. I know you've heard it before. They say that health is wealth. I definitely believe health is wealth. If you're not sure if that's true, you can go to any hospital in your local area and speak to someone that's dealing with any type of ailment or illness, and they will definitely agree with you that health is so important to your life. Without it, you're not going to be able to have better relationships. You're not going to be able to pursue those dreams of building your organization or your own business or your career goals, whatever those things are. You're not going to have the energy to do those things because you're going to be trying to deal with, you know, taking care of your health again and getting your body right. So I definitely believe it's better to be preventative. It's better to, you know, take care of your body in advance than the opposite of waiting for it to break down, then try to do those kind of repair work and things of that nature. So on today's show, on that note, on Wellness Wednesdays, I had a couple of clients of mine. We were talking about health and different things you can do, and we're going to go through that this month and the months to come on different things, different tips and strategies that you can use to take your health and your fitness to the next level in 2016. And they wanted me to kind of go over again Whole Foods. I've talked about that before, but they wanted me to speak on it again. It is a buzzword you hear a lot now, eat more whole foods, and that's going to be better for you, and they want to know why. So just kind of talking on that. When you hear the word whole foods, what are whole foods, you're starting to talk about foods that are definitely more just the way nature designed them. You're talking about more fruits, more vegetables. You're talking about a lot less processed foods where, you know, you open up boxes and things of that nature, and staying away from, I hate to say it, and no, I don't really hate to say it, but, you know, starting to stay away from the fast food industries. A lot of times they have a highly processed foods. I've seen those commercials where, you know, they take a burger and they'll put it in some kind of acid or something, and it'll just sit there for hours and not even break down. Or they'll take the same kind of food and just lay it out for years, and, you know, bacteria is not breaking it down. So imagine how hard your body has to work when it has to break down highly processed foods, whether it's fast food or food, you know, that is in a box. So when you start looking at whole foods, when you start looking at the vegetables, when you start looking at, you know, your broccoli, your carrots, your beets, cauliflower, going on, and even more vegetables, and also your fruits, then you can also, some people get into the debate of whether you're going to go organic or non-organic. There's arguments on both sides. They say certain fruits you should certainly go organic with, others not so much, but the big picture, and I'm definitely a big picture person, is to make sure you get more fruits and make sure you get more veggies in your diet. And why don't you start looking at eating more whole foods? There are numerous benefits, but basically one is that you're going to be getting a lot more antioxidants in your body, a lot more vitamins and things that can fight free radicals, which can cause, you know, the breakdown of your body, can also cause illness in your body. Another benefit of that, eating more whole foods and healthier foods, is that it's going to create what's called an alkaline state in your body. And that's something we'll probably talk about more. But the more alkaline your body is, the healthier your body is. The more acidic your body is, the more it's prone to illness and breaking down. So we can go more into that a little bit later. But today I just want to break down whole foods and why it's so important. As I said, you know, you're going to get more antioxidants in your body. It's going to put your body in a more alkaline state. It is also going to give you a lot more fiber. There's so many people that are running around here, they don't get enough fiber that they need, and it's really not healthy. They're walking around here literally full of, well, you know the rest. So you need to get that out, and not just through drinking teas. And I mean, those things are good for you too. But you want to get your body in its normal state where it can flush out the toxins and can keep you healthy. So that is something that's going to be really, really beneficial for you. And that's kind of it, just high level today. I wanted to touch on again with the whole foods, man. Make sure you start getting more whole foods. Even for me, I'm a work in progress. As I state many, many times, and I'll state it again, I never speak from a place of perfection. I'm speaking from a place of awareness. And just like you, I'm working to get better every day. I like snacks. I'm a snacker. I love chips. But I had to start making that transition, and I did make that transition trying to try different things that are healthier. One of my favorite chips now that I eat is called Terra Chips, and they're not just potato chips. They have parsnips, and they have beets. They have yuca. It's all different. Sweet potatoes, they have all different kind of vegetables that they have baked and, you know, seasoned, and they have a high content of fiber, but they taste really good. So you can find out there stuff that tastes really good and things that are also good for you. So you'll have that balance. It tastes good and it's good for you. So you can definitely find more of those things out there. You have to be disciplined, really want it, and really want to take your health to the next level. So as a recap, on Wellness Wednesday today, just dropping a few tips, recapping on whole food, why it's so important. You know, it's less processed, it's less taxing on your body. Also, it's going to give you more vitamins and antioxidants, and it's going to put your body in a more alkaline state. Last but definitely not least, it is going to provide you with much more fiber that your body needs. So start looking up whole foods, start doing some more research on whole foods. So you can, you know, start when you go into the supermarket or your local stores around your area, start looking for more whole foods that you can start mixing up in your menu and putting into your life. As always, it's an honor to talk to you. So if you're looking for help in any area of your life, you can always go onto the website, www.successfully.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, @successfully. I really hope you enjoyed the show. We're going to do a lot more shows, giving you a lot more information, and I'm just honored that you're listening. And if anything I can help you with, always let me know. Keep sending me information on different things you want to talk about on the upcoming show for Freedom Fridays, because that show is for you. And as always, you know, I'll see you guys on the next show. My name is Tariq A. Lee. I am blessed by the best, and so are you. Peace.